Fear is a natural human emotion that can sometimes hold us back from achieving our true potential. However, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers us insightful ways to overcome fear and transform it into a source of strength and resilience. By embracing Stoic principles, we can learn to navigate our fears with a sense of calm and purpose. In this video, we will delve 7 Stoic ways to overcome fear and lead a more fulfilling life. Step 1. Face your fears even if they scare you. When we think about facing our fears, it can be a daunting task. Fear is a natural human emotion that often arises when we encounter something challenging, unknown, or threatening. It can manifest in various forms, such as anxiety, worry, or hesitation. However, Stoicism teaches us that to overcome fear, we must confront it directly, even if it terrifies us. Confronting our fears can be difficult because our minds tend to amplify the perceived dangers, making the obstacles seem larger and more formidable than they actually are. We may find ourselves making excuses, avoiding situations that trigger our fears, or seeking temporary relief through distractions. However, avoidance only perpetuates our fear, trapping us in a cycle of anxiety and apprehension. By facing our fears head-on, we take away their power over us. Stoics encourage us to embrace our fears with courage and resilience, understanding that fear is often a product of our thoughts and perceptions rather than the actual threat itself. When we confront our fears, we confront the stories we tell ourselves about them. The narratives of impending disaster, failure, or harm. Facing our fears is an act of bravery and self-awareness. It requires us to acknowledge our vulnerabilities, insecurities, and uncertainties without allowing them to paralyze us. Instead of letting fear control our actions and decisions, we must reclaim our agency by choosing to confront our fears directly. This empowers us to challenge our limiting beliefs, expand our comfort zones, and grow stronger in the face of adversity. When we confront what scares us, we demonstrate our capacity to overcome obstacles and transcend our limitations. Each time we confront a fear and emerge stronger on the other side, we build confidence in our ability to handle challenges and uncertainties. This confidence bolsters our sense of self-efficacy and reinforces the belief that we can navigate life's difficulties with grace and fortitude. Facing our fears allows us to cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness and emotional intelligence. By confronting our fears, we delve into the core of our emotions, motivations, and beliefs, gaining valuable insights into our inner workings. This introspective process enables us to identify the root causes of our fears, address unresolved traumas, and heal emotional wounds that may be holding us back. In facing our fears, we also practice acceptance and vulnerability. We acknowledge that fear is a natural part of the human experience, and that feeling afraid does not make us weak or inadequate. Instead, it makes us human. By embracing our fears with humility and compassion, we foster a sense of connection with ourselves and others, recognizing that everyone grapples with fear in their own way. Ultimately, facing our fears is an act of self-empowerment and liberation. When we confront what scares us, we reclaim our autonomy and agency, freeing ourselves from the grip of fear and insecurity. Stoicism reminds us that true freedom arises from the ability to confront our fears with courage, wisdom, and resilience, transforming them from obstacles into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Step 2. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is a crucial aspect of overcoming fear and challenges in life. It is about having confidence in your own capabilities, acknowledging your worth, and trusting in your ability to navigate through difficult situations. When you believe in yourself, you develop a sense of inner strength and self-assurance that can help you overcome obstacles and face your fears head-on. Self-belief is like a shield that protects you from the negative thoughts and doubts that often arise when you encounter fear. When you trust in yourself and your abilities, you are less likely to be swayed by external influences or the opinions of others. Instead, you become more grounded in your own identity and more resilient when facing challenges. Believing in yourself starts with recognizing your own worth and potential. It involves understanding that you have unique talents, skills, and strengths that can help you overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. By acknowledging your worth, you can boost your self-esteem and confidence, which are essential components of self-belief. To cultivate self-belief, it is important to practice self-awareness and self-compassion. This involves being honest with yourself about your capabilities, limitations, and areas for growth, while also being kind and supportive towards yourself. By acknowledging your weaknesses without self-criticism and focusing on your strengths, you can build a positive self-image and develop confidence in your abilities. When you have a clear vision of what you want to accomplish and believe that you have the skills and determination to make it happen, you are more likely to overcome any fears or doubts that may arise along the way. By breaking down your goals into manageable tasks and taking consistent action towards achieving them, you can build momentum and reinforce your self-belief. It is also important to surround yourself with positive influences and supportive people who believe in you and your potential. By seeking out mentors, friends, and family members who uplift and encourage you, you can reinforce your self-belief and draw strength from their confidence in you. Additionally, engaging in activities that align with your values and interests can help you build self-confidence and reinforce your sense of worth. When facing fear and challenges, it is normal to experience self-doubt and uncertainty. However, by practicing self-compassion and reframing negative thoughts into positive affirmations, you can counteract feelings of inadequacy and boost your self-belief. Instead of focusing on your perceived weaknesses or past failures, focus on your achievements, strengths, and the progress you have made towards your goals. Believing in yourself is an ongoing process that requires patience, self-reflection, and a willingness to challenge limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. By cultivating self-awareness, setting realistic goals, surrounding yourself with positive influences, and practicing self-compassion, you can strengthen your self-belief and overcome fear with courage and resilience. Remember, you are capable of achieving great things when you believe in yourself and trust in your abilities. Step 3. Control your own life. When we take ownership of our thoughts, actions, and choices, we become less susceptible to fear and anxiety. By directing our energy towards the things within our control, we can create a sense of empowerment and agency in our lives. To control your own life means taking responsibility for your thoughts, behaviors, and decisions. It involves recognizing that while external circumstances and events may be beyond our control, our responses to them are within our power. This shift in perspective empowers us to focus on what truly matters and let go of unnecessary worry and stress. Stoicism teaches us that we have the ability to choose how we perceive and interpret external events. Instead of being swept away by negative emotions such as fear, anger, or anxiety, we can cultivate a mindset of resilience and equanimity. By practicing mindfulness and self-awareness, we can observe our thoughts without being consumed by them, allowing us to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Controlling your own life also entails taking proactive steps to shape your external reality. This involves setting goals, making plans, and taking decisive action towards achieving them. By defining your priorities and aligning your actions with your values, you can create a sense of purpose and direction in your life. Rather than being a passive bystander, you become the author of your own story, actively shaping your destiny through intentional choices and actions. Moreover, controlling your own life means establishing healthy boundaries and asserting your needs and desires. It involves saying no to things that no longer serve you and setting limits on what you are willing to tolerate. By valuing your time, energy, and well-being, you create a foundation of self-respect and self-care that enables you to thrive and flourish. In practicing the art of controlling your own life, it is important to cultivate virtues such as courage, wisdom, and temperance. Courage enables you to face your fears and embrace challenges with resilience and determination. Wisdom guides you in making informed decisions based on reason and rationality. Temperance helps you maintain balance and moderation in all areas of your life, avoiding extremes and finding harmony in your actions. By embodying these virtues and principles, you develop a strong sense of agency and autonomy in your life. You no longer feel like a victim of circumstances, but rather a master of your own fate. This inner sense of control and self-mastery imbues you with a deep sense of confidence and inner peace, enabling you to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and poise. By taking ownership of your thoughts, actions, and choices, you can overcome fear, cultivate resilience, and lead a life of purpose and fulfillment. Remember, the power to control your own life resides within you. Embrace it, wield it wisely, and watch as your life transforms in profound and meaningful ways. Step 4. Figure out what scares you. Fear is a common emotion that affects everyone at some point in their lives. It can manifest in various forms, such as fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, or fear of criticism. Understanding what scares us is crucial in our journey to overcoming these fears and living a more fulfilling life. When we take a closer look at our fears, we often realize that they are not as daunting as they seem. In many cases, our fears are based on assumptions or past experiences that may no longer be relevant. By identifying what exactly scares us, we can start to challenge these beliefs and perceptions, ultimately gaining a better understanding of ourselves and our fears. To figure out what scares you, it is essential to engage in self-reflection and introspection. This involves setting aside some time to sit quietly and explore your thoughts and emotions. You can start by asking yourself probing questions like, "What situations make me feel anxious? What thoughts trigger fear in me? Are there any patterns or recurring themes in my fears?" Another useful technique is journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you uncover underlying fears that you may not have been aware of before. Try keeping a fear journal where you document your fears, triggers, and any insights you gain from examining them. This can be a powerful tool in helping you identify the root cause of your anxieties. It's also helpful to pay attention to your physical reactions to fear. Our bodies often provide clues about what scares us, such as increased heart rate, sweating, or tension in certain areas. By becoming more aware of these physical manifestations, you can gain insight into the triggers of your fears and how they affect you on a physiological level. In addition to internal reflection, seeking feedback from others can also be beneficial in understanding what scares you. Trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist can provide valuable perspectives on your fears and help you gain a deeper understanding of their origins. Discussing your fears with someone else can offer new insights and different angles that you may not have considered on your own. Once you have identified your fears, the next step is to explore why they exist and how they impact your life. Try to trace back the origins of your fears to specific events or experiences that may have contributed to their development. Understanding the history of your fears can shed light on why they continue to influence you and help you break free from their grip. It's important to remember that fear is a natural response to certain situations, but it doesn't have to control us. By examining our fears with curiosity and compassion, we can begin to see them as opportunities for growth and self-discovery rather than obstacles to our happiness. By delving deep into your fears, exploring their origins, and seeking support from others, you can gain a better understanding of yourself and develop strategies to confront your fears head-on. Remember, fear is a part of the human experience, but it doesn't have to define you. Embrace your fears with courage and resilience, and watch as they lose their power over you. Step 5. Share your past fears. Sharing your past fears may seem daunting or uncomfortable at first, but it can actually be a powerful and transformative experience. When you open up about your fears and vulnerabilities, you allow yourself to be seen in a raw and authentic way. This level of honesty and transparency can deepen your relationships and help you connect with others on a more meaningful level. Many of us tend to keep our fears hidden, buried deep within ourselves out of shame or embarrassment. However, by sharing your past fears, you are not only embracing your own humanity, but also giving others permission to do same. When you share your struggles and insecurities, you create a safe space for others to share theirs as well. This reciprocal exchange of vulnerability can lead to a stronger sense of community and support. Moreover, sharing your past fears can help you gain a new perspective on your experiences. When you vocalize your fears and anxieties, you bring them out of the shadows and into the light. This act of verbalizing your fears can help you confront them head-on and take away some of their power. By sharing your past fears, you can start to see them more objectively and begin to develop healthier ways of coping with them. Sharing your fears can be a form of catharsis. Bottling up your fears and anxieties can lead to increased stress and emotional distress. By expressing your fears to someone you trust, you release some of that pent-up emotion and create space for healing and growth. Talking about your fears allows you to process your thoughts and feelings, making it easier to move forward and overcome the obstacles holding you back. When you share your past fears, you also pave the way for self-acceptance and self-forgiveness. Many of us are quick to judge ourselves harshly for our perceived weaknesses and shortcomings. However, by opening up about your fears, you demonstrate self-compassion and self-awareness. You acknowledge that everyone has fears and insecurities, and that it is a natural part of being human. This acceptance can help you cultivate a sense of inner peace and resilience, enabling you to face future challenges with courage and grace. Sharing your past fears can be a powerful way to inspire and support others who may be struggling with similar issues. When you disclose your vulnerabilities and fears, you show others that it is okay to be imperfect and that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Your openness and honesty can serve as a source of comfort and encouragement for those who may feel isolated or alone in their struggles. By opening up about your fears, you create a ripple effect of healing and growth that can benefit both you and those you choose to share with. So, take a deep breath, muster your courage, and start the journey of sharing your past fears. You may be pleasantly surprised by the connections and transformations that follow. Step 6. Get to know yourself better. Understanding and exploring our own selves is a crucial step towards personal development and growth. This process of self-discovery allows us to delve deep into our inner being, uncovering our true strengths, weaknesses, and motivations. By gaining a deeper insight into who we are, we can better understand our fears and the ways in which they influence our thoughts and actions. Self-knowledge is highly valued as a means to achieve inner peace and mastery over one's emotions. The Stoics believe that by knowing oneself better, one could gain greater control over their reactions to external events and lead a more fulfilled life. This idea of introspection and self-examination as tools for self-improvement is at the heart of Stoic philosophy. To embark on the journey of getting to know yourself better, it is essential to engage in self-reflection and introspection. This involves taking the time to pause and reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. By being mindful of your inner world, you can start to unravel the layers of your personality and understand what drives you at a deeper level. One way to deepen your self-awareness is to engage in practices such as journaling, meditation, or simply setting aside quiet time for self-reflection. Journaling allows you to pour out your thoughts and emotions on paper, giving you a clearer perspective on your inner workings. Meditation, on the other hand, helps you quiet the noise of the external world and focus inward, gaining clarity and insight into your true self. You may realize hidden talents, strengths that you never knew you possessed, or vulnerabilities that you were unaware of. This journey of self-exploration is not always easy, as it requires honesty, courage, and vulnerability. However, the rewards of knowing yourself better are profound and far-reaching. By gaining a deeper understanding of who you are, you can start to identify the root causes of your fears and anxieties. Often, our fears are rooted in past experiences, limiting beliefs, or self-imposed expectations. By shining a light on these underlying factors, you can begin to challenge them and reframe your perspective on fear. Self-awareness allows you to recognize the patterns of behavior and thought that contribute to your fears. you may start to notice recurring themes or triggers that set off your anxiety, giving you valuable insights into your emotional responses. Armed with this knowledge, you can proactively work towards overcoming your fears and breaking free from their hold. When you have a deep understanding of your authentic self, you can make decisions that are in line with who you truly are. This sense of alignment brings a profound sense of inner peace and fulfillment as you live in accordance with your true nature. The Stoic philosophers believe that by knowing oneself better, one could cultivate the virtues of courage, temperance, and wisdom. This inner transformation leads to a state of tranquility and resilience, where external events hold less power over your inner state. Self-knowledge is a continual unfolding, with new layers of understanding revealing themselves over time. Embrace this journey with an open heart and a curious mind, knowing that each step towards knowing yourself better brings you closer to self-mastery and fulfillment. By exploring the depths of your own being, you can uncover the intricacies of your fears, motivations, and desires. Through self-awareness and introspection, you gain the tools to navigate life's challenges with clarity and wisdom. Remember, the most profound journey you can take is the one that leads you to the essence of who you truly are. Step 7. Get rid of negative thoughts. Negative thoughts have a way of creeping into our minds and overshadowing our ability to see things clearly. They can transform minor setbacks into major obstacles and turn small fears into crippling anxieties. In the realm of Stoicism, the practice of getting rid of negative thoughts plays a crucial role in overcoming fear and living a more balanced and fulfilling life. The Stoics recognized that negative thoughts stem from irrational beliefs and distorted perceptions of reality. They understood that these thoughts could cloud our judgment, hinder our progress, and prevent us from reaching our full potential. Therefore, they emphasized the importance of challenging these negative thoughts and replacing them with more constructive and rational perspectives. To implement this Stoic principle in our daily lives, we must first become aware of our negative thoughts and identify the underlying irrational beliefs that fuel them. This self-awareness is key to recognizing the patterns of negative thinking that hold us back. Once we understand the root causes of our negative thoughts, we can begin the process of challenging and reframing them. One effective Stoic technique for getting rid of negative thoughts is called cognitive restructuring. This approach involves actively questioning the validity of our negative beliefs and replacing them with more realistic and empowering thoughts. For example, if we find ourselves catastrophizing about a future event, we can challenge this negative prediction by asking ourselves, is this fear based on facts or assumptions? What evidence supports this catastrophic outcome? And what evidence contradicts it? By engaging in this critical self-inquiry, we can gradually reprogram our minds to think more rationally and optimistically. Instead of being controlled by our fears and insecurities, we can learn to approach challenges with a sense of calmness and clarity. This shift in perspective allows us to face our fears head-on and take decisive actions to overcome them. Another powerful Stoic practice for eliminating negative thoughts is the cultivation of gratitude and acceptance. By focusing on the things we are grateful for and accepting the things we cannot change, we can foster a more positive and resilient attitude towards life's challenges. When we train ourselves to see the silver linings in difficult situations and appreciate the lessons learned from our struggles, we develop a greater sense of inner strength and fortitude. Stoicism teaches us to differentiate between what is within our control and what is beyond our control. By focusing our energy on the things we can influence, such as our thoughts, actions, and responses to external events, we can reduce the impact of external factors that trigger negative thoughts and fears. This practice of mental discipline empowers us to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and composure. By staying present in the moment and observing our thoughts without judgment, we can gain valuable insights into the patterns of our mind and develop a greater sense of self-awareness. This introspective practice enables us to detach ourselves from our negative thoughts and see them for what they are: transient mental phenomena that do not define our true essence. We become less reactive to external stressors and more proactive in shaping our thoughts and actions according to our values and principles. Ultimately, by mastering the art of getting rid of negative thoughts, we liberate ourselves from the shackles of fear and self-doubt. We embrace life with a sense of clarity and purpose, unburdened by the weight of irrational beliefs and distorted perceptions. In the words of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." By challenging our irrational beliefs, practicing gratitude, focusing on what is within our control, and maintaining mindfulness, we can free ourselves from the grip of negative thinking patterns and live with greater clarity, courage, and wisdom. By embracing these 7 Stoic ways to overcome fear, we can cultivate a mindset of courage, resilience, and inner peace in the face of life's challenges. Remember, fear is a natural part of the human experience, but with the wisdom of Stoicism as our guide, we can rise above our fears and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Stay inspired, stay fearless.